Today's devotional is based on Luke 20, verses 27 to 40, and it was written by the Reverend Dr. Richard W. Wingfield. Have you ever been drawn into a useless conversation? You saw where the conversation was headed and had no intention to get involved, yet you were put on the spot and forced to reply. And you knew you needed to be clear in responding, lest your words be misconstrued and used against you. Jesus shows the importance of seeing past people's clever but narrow logical and cultural limits. The Sadducees, because of their dogmata, used a fictitious plot within the levirate marriage system of the law to draw Jesus into a theological debate about the resurrection. Indeed, it was important to them. Their small arguments and literal interpretation of the law kept their world in order. Nevertheless, their thoughts revealed assumptions that limited God's power and denied God's word. Ironically, Jesus uses their own argument to debunk their logic. He lifts them from the human web of their theological concepts to a cosmic vision. Don't think of heaven in terms of earthly limits. What's really important is not a specific ideology, but a living reality. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living, for to him all are alive. How often do we pigeonhole and confine God to a narrow construct? We see every day how God is used to justify certain social, political, and theological positions. We easily develop our private hypotheses regarding the world or the church. We major on minor things, minor on the major things, and miss the important, needful things. It's easy to waste time on petty debates and cause needless divisions, whether at a family get-together or on a social media platform. Biblical witness warns against this. Besides, God is beyond all that. We are invited to imagine God. Imagine God beyond our finite imaginations. Imagine God beyond our often faulty assumptions. Imagine God who is beyond what even our minds can possibly conceive. Imagine the God who will bring life, energy, meaning, and substance to the reality we find ourselves in. God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Let us pray. God, help us to move beyond our selfish thinking and petty arguments so we can gain a heavenly perspective. Help us to seek those things which are above, not things of the earth. Plant our feet on higher ground. Amen.